I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Former Atlanta Mayor and UN Ambassador Andrew Young is expected to be admitted to Emory University Hospital today. This after becoming ill in Nashville, where he was the keynote speaker at Fisk University's baccalaureate service on Sunday. The AJC reports that the 86-year-old spent the last 3 days at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. A spokesperson for the Andrew Young Foundation declined to comment on Young's condition, only offering that he'll be consulting with his personal physicians at Emory. The Georgia Secretary of State's office is opening an investigation into possible voting irregularities during Atlanta's close mayoral runoff in December. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
A spokeswoman for Brian Kemp says new information led investigators to request records to conduct a forensic review of the contest. According to the AJC, a voting rights advocate says hundreds of people who are able to cast absentee ballots during the general election were unable to do so in the runoff. After Norwood lost to Bottoms by just over 800 votes, she asked for a recount and urged voters to report any administrative problems or voter intimidation. The mayor's office says it is confident that the campaign acted within the boundaries of the law. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Stockbridge Mayor Anthony Ford says he's disappointed in Governor Deal's decision to sign a pair of bills that could lead to the city of Eagles Landing being carved out of Stockbridge and unincorporated parts of Henry County. Voters may get to decide in November. Mayor Ford.
We're going to properly inform the citizens of the facts, strictly the facts. We cannot tell folks what they can or cannot do on the vote, but we're going to inform them of what is factual. So to be well-informed citizens.
Ford and other opponents say creating Eagles Landing could financially ruin Stockbridge. Governor Deal has signed a measure that will allow voters to decide whether to direct some sales tax on outdoor sporting goods to be used for conservation. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, the Georgia Outdoor Stewardship Act would set aside around $20 million per year to fund improvements to state parks, trails, and wildlife areas, and efforts to protect drinking water and wildlife habitats over a period of 10 years. Dr. Robert Redfield Jr., the new head of the CDC, is getting the $165,000 a year pay cut he requested. He'll now be paid just $210,000. His original salary was at least $150,000 more than any previous CDC director had been paid. Redfield asked for the pay reduction because the topic had become a distraction. And a prison inmate serving a 25-year sentence on marijuana trafficking charges is back behind bars today after he walked away from a work detail in Augusta. Raul Prado was captured in Miami, Florida, a day after he escaped by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. No word yet on how he got from Augusta to Miami. And a study published in Current Biology this week says some predatory animals are reclaiming Georgia's coast from humans. The researchers studied animals that have been showing up in unusual places like alligators on the beach. The researchers say the predators are returning to places that were prime hunting grounds before humans decimated their populations. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.